This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. The idea of a gap year between high school and college is increasingly popular for young people fortunate enough to afford it. Time for travel, volunteering, or working is ideally supposed to give them time to mature and get more out of college when they start. One fan of the gap year is New York Times columnist Ron Lieber. He wrote a book on this called Taking Time Off in 1996. Now he's checking in with the students to see how it worked out. Here's Ron talking about it with David Brancaccio.
So you write this book in 1996, but now it's 20 years later, and you've gone back to check on their progress. What'd you find? A bunch of ne'er-do-wells, layabouts, and wastrels?
Well, the theory, the thesis had always been that people who take time off tend to get better grades than people who don't, and people who take time off also get better jobs afterwards. But what I really wanted to find out was 20 years later, now that most of these people were middle-aged, did their time off somehow put them on a trajectory for the life that they wanted to live? And many of them told me stories now that they're in their 40s about how that came to pass, about how they found the thing that they were passionate about in their life and ended up pursuing it.
Yeah, you correlate this with a sense of passion. If you can develop some passion for a course in life, it presumably increases your chances of being successful.
I think it does. I mean, you hear the adage all the time that sort of do what you love and the money will follow. And many of the people I profiled didn't end up being filthy rich, right? But so many of them found the work that they were born to do. Ted Conover took a year off to ride freight trains with hobos, and he came back to college. He wrote his thesis about them, and he realized he had a knack for telling stories. Today, Ted is a successful writer, author, journalist, journalism professor, and it was all because he had the guts to take that year and do something different.
So this gap year, the parental fear, besides the cost, is that the person will get sidetracked. A job or the flow of life will get their hooks into the person and they'll end up blowing off college.
That is often a concern, and it can be a particular concern for first-generation college students where, you know, this might be your one track at getting to college and staying there. But I spoke to Celia Quezada about this. She took a year on a Rotary scholarship and studied and lived in Belgium. And her perspective on that was the opposite. If she had gone to Williams College straight from high school at 18, she feels like she would have drowned there without this sort of practice year of being away from home and learning what she was about.
But the gap year has its costs, right? I mean, parents may have to support the young man or woman as they go find themselves in this odyssey.
There are all sorts of ways to have a revenue-neutral gap year. If your parents are willing to put you up for another year, you can work for 9 months, make a bunch of money, and take that money and spend it on traveling. You can be in AmeriCorps or any one of a number of service programs that are designed to pay you just enough for your living expenses and allow you to come out even or maybe even a little ahead at the end of the year.
That is New York Times Your Money columnist Ron Lieber in conversation with David Brancaccio. And in New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Morning Report.